Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for anyone watching this video. I'm Corey Lowe. Let's begin. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. As always, if you like what you hear, please like, share, subscribe, support the channel. Pray for those who watch this channel along with you. Pray for me that I would always continue to seek God and put Him first in my life. And pray for yourself that you would also continue to seek God and put Him first in your life. And for anyone who is not a believer and doesn't know Jesus, I encourage you and I ask that you would listen to the words. I hope that I say something that will touch your heart and that you would call upon the name of the Lord. For as the word says, those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God is a God of salvation, and He can give you the love, He can give you the fulfillment that you need. Because there is no fulfillment without God. There is no true happiness, no true peace. There is even no true calling without the Lord. Since the very beginning, we were made in the image of God. He breath life into us. Without Him, we don't have life. Without Him, we don't have purpose. We don't have meaning. And no matter how far we come as a people, no matter how far we come as a society, as a human race, no matter how advanced we become, no matter what other philosophies or doctrines, none of that takes away the simple truth that without God, we are nothing. We are as dust. As God said to Adam after he sinned a long, long time ago, dust ye are. It's actually interesting because when you look at the fall of man, when you look at the fall of Adam and Eve, Satan deceived them. The serpent deceived them by telling Eve, no, I know God said that you would die. But you're not going to die. No, you're going to become like God. You will know good and evil. Oh, so Adam and Eve, right in the presence of the Lord, experiencing His fullness, believes the deception of the serpent and hungers for that temptation to be like God. And then you get disobedience, and then sin is brought into the world. Because of disobedience, because of unbelief. Because Satan himself deceived himself way before we ever existed. Satan deceived himself. Lucifer Morningstar deceived himself into thinking that he could take God's position, into thinking that he could be God. Led a rebellion, and the angels of the Lord had to take him out and cast him. God had to cast him out of heaven. And so Satan took that same deception, that same pride, and he tempted Adam and Eve with it. And Eve unfortunately succumbed, and Adam was just dumb enough to play along. You know, the serpent said, oh, they would know good and evil. Later on in the scripture, God confirms that they now know good and evil. But what does Adam and Eve do? They don't take this new knowledge that they did get. They did receive knowledge, yes. Their eyes were open to some truths. But they don't take this new knowledge and say, Lord, I'm sorry. They say, no. I got deceived. Or no. She did it. She gave it to me. You gave her to me, and she gave me the fruit. So it's not my fault. They get this new knowledge. Their eyes become open. God confirms it. You look at Genesis chapter 3. Verse 22, and the Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand, take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. He kicks him out. God said, yeah, they know good and evil now. And the first thing they do while knowing good and evil is they hide themselves from their creator. They hide in shame and they hide in fear. And then they blame each other. all that supposed quote-unquote knowledge, and they act like infants, and they act in fear and scared, and they never own up to it. It's funny how you can read the book of Genesis so many times, and it just show. And one thing that never is shown, because I guess it didn't happen, they never said, "Lord, I'm sorry." There's no repentance. Adam didn't repent. Eve didn't repent. It's not written in scripture that they repented. They probably eventually, as hundreds of years went by and they lived, and they was like, okay, we're out of here. But in the moment, and moments after, they did not repent. All this knowledge, not owning up to right or wrong. No matter how... Sorry about that. That was a bug. No matter how far you go in life, no matter how far, how strong you become, how successful you become, you are nothing without the Lord in your life. He has the power. He alone has the power to raise you up or to put you down. And he will do so at his choosing. Because he is king. He is ruler of all. He is ruler of all. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. All that is in the earth is his. He may have given us dominion to operate in the earth. He may have given us the authority to take care of the earth, to manage the earth. But he has the final say. He alone has the final say. And too often, we as people, we as even as Christians, we forget just how much we need God. And so when Jesus came, one thing he emphasized over and over again was to live the life that he lived. And he repeatedly called upon the name of the Lord. He repeatedly called upon the name of God because he wanted it to be clear that no matter what, no matter how great, no matter Jesus himself, all this power within him, doing all these miracles, signs and wonders, he had all the authority. He said, no, no, no. I need God the Father. I need the Father. I am nothing without the Father. When he was tempted in the wilderness and he was hungry, and the devil commanded him that he would try and make the stones turn to bread, Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." We cannot function. We cannot function the way we are supposed to, the life that we are supposed to live, without following the words of the Lord, without hearing God's voice, without obeying his word, reading his word, hearing his word, communing with him. Paul said in Romans 8:15, "You did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back in fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father." Lord God, we need you. When Moses was giving the law, when Moses had the children of Israel walking in the wilderness, he first told the children of Israel, "You're getting manna from heaven. Something that you have not known and that your fathers before you have not known. But while you are getting that, you should know that you are not to live by bread alone, but you live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." That is the, when Jesus said that it is written, that is where that comes from. From Old Testament to New Testament, no matter what we think, no matter how we try to live, if we are not, we have to recognize that we need God. That we need the Lord. The Bible says in Psalms, "I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me." Our life is not our own. For some reason, we tend to think, because it is unfortunately in our sinful nature, that our life is our own, that we have full control, that we get to set out our path. That is not the case. We all have a purpose. The Lord has a purpose for all of us. And that purpose is fulfilled when we choose to say, not our will, Lord God, but your will be done. You can try and make your own path your whole life, never get to where you want to get. Finally surrender to the Lord, and he guides you in a way, and you live a life that you never thought possible. And there are people who are successful, people who have it, who think they have it figured out, who have good careers and everything. Your status without God means nothing. This life is not all there is. This life is a pale imitation to what God had originally intended for man. That is why when we die and go to heaven, we get a new glorified body. Because this flesh, this piece of skin, it's not enough. That's why we always hunger for more. That's why we always crave more, because it's not enough. And God allows us to be reminded in some of our darkest times. God allows us to be reminded that no matter what, we need the Lord. We need the Lord. It's crazy how often you can just even look, especially in the Old Testament. It was so common in the Old Testament for something to happen or for a calamity to be on the verge of coming. And you would hear, and then you would go on to read how David or Moses or Joshua or some of the judges of Israel, the prophets, they'd hear something going on. And then they'd immediately rent their clothes, tear apart, and be like, Lord God, what is this? Lord God, I need you. Lord God, I need you. One of my favorite songs, and it's an older song now, is This Is the Air That I Breathe. And the hook goes, and I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you. And that is our reality. That's truth. And there is no shame in it. There is no feeling sorry for yourself. The fact of the matter is, we was created by God for God. And when we are not with God, we are lost. It goes against our purpose. It goes against what we are originally intended for. That is why, even if you don't believe in anything, you're worshiping something. Even if you don't believe in any type of deity whatsoever, you are worshiping something. You are given, whether it be your career, whether it be people, whether it be nothingness, you are giving your heart and your mind to these principles, and you are acted upon these principles towards something, because you were designed by nature to worship God. You may not know God, so you put that worship somewhere else, but you were designed. He created you to worship God. And Satan, ever since man was created, quiet. Ever since man was created, Satan has wanted to shift man's focus from God to anything else, because he is forever damned. He is forever judged. Hell was created for the devil, and that is where he will be, in the lake of fire. His judgment is coming. And so it has always been his mission to take as many of us out there down with him. He is on a sinking ship. He is a sinking man, and people who are sinking, they always try to grab and get something, pull something else down. But we need to remember that. That is why in our lives, you know, we go through things, because this imperfect world is trying to bring us down, and God allows those things to happen so that we can be reminded that we need him. Because we can become comfortable. We can become comfortable in this life, in this world. I mean, the truth is, not everybody goes through the roughest of times. Not everybody has terrible, tragic experiences. But that doesn't mean that they don't need God. And so when things happen, that reminder kicks in, and we're just like, this is bigger than me. This is bigger than me. This is bigger than anything I've ever faced before. It's anything I've ever dealt with. I need you, Lord, because you are the only one who can make a way. You are the only one who can make a way. Lord, you are the only one. You're the only one who can. This is greater than I am. This is greater than anything I've seen before. This is greater than people I thought I could trust. This is why the Bible teaches us not to put our trust in any man, but to trust God, because all those things will fail. People around us will fail. They will fail you because they are flawed and human. It doesn't matter if they're family. It doesn't matter if they're friends. It doesn't matter if they're a loved one. It doesn't matter if it's your spouse. Your spouse will fail you at times. That is why you have to serve and trust the only one who will not fail you, and that is God. That is God. Anybody listening, I hope you've liked this message so far. As I said, your true fulfillment, your true purpose, that is only fulfilled when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And I've lived long enough to understand that. And I can confidently say that to anybody of any faith, any background. This isn't ego. I get nothing from this. All I do is get to see you live your best life. Because I know I am nothing without God. I've been humbled. I've had some great highs. I've had some great lows. I'm sorry. I've had some great highs. I've had some horrible lows. Unfortunately, things have happened. Fortunately, a lot of things have happened. The one constant has been that God has been with me throughout all those times. He's been with me. He has been with me. He has helped me overcome. He has helped me, and he has helped me celebrate. He has helped me have joy and experience joy. And he's helped me mourn. Because my fulfillment comes from God. And it is a beautiful thing to be able to let go and let God, as they say. It's a beautiful thing to be able to be like, okay, he's in control. And that takes time to learn. It's not something that you master. That's why when you read the life of Jesus, when you read the Gospels, when you read the books of the Acts of the Apostles, when you read the letters that Paul wrote, when you read the Old Testament, from Old Testament to New Testament, one of the most constant things has been our dependency and our need for God since the very beginning. God created us in the very beginning. We get tempted and we choose not to listen to God, and it screwed up the world. Cain and Abel. You know, you've heard me talk about them a lot. Abel goes before God, gives him his heart. Cain goes before God, doesn't give him his heart. God is like, yo, just give me your heart. You'll be fine. And then he doesn't. And then he argues with Abel, kills Abel. Because he was jealous of him, because his sacrifice was better. And then God is like, hey, watch. You're not listening. Now I got to judge you now. And then Cain is like, oh, no, I can't be judged. That's too bad. That's too messed up for me. And in that moment, he's like, Lord, this is too much for me to bear. So then God shows him a little bit of mercy. God eventually wiped out Cain's whole bloodline. Anybody who was descended from Cain was wiped from the face of the earth. Read the life of David. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Man, destined to become king of Israel, hiding in caves, saying, Lord, I need you. Lord, Lord, why have you forsaken me? Lord, I'm nothing without you. I'm lost without you. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, God humbled him. Had Nebuchadnezzar in the end saying, there's only one God. He lifts up who he lifts up. And he will humble anyone he needs to humble. But that's all for today. Hope you guys liked this one. And as always, let's end in prayer. And please send your prayer requests in. We're getting towards the point where I'm going to start doing live soon. And during those lives, I'm just going to, if anyone watches, I'm just going to pray for people and have you guys type in prayer requests and pray those prayer requests. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray, speak a blessing upon all those who hear me. I just pray that hearts be touched and that we all, believer and non-believer, just put aside how we feel and that we just call upon your name. Let those who don't believe, let them call upon your name and say, Lord, give me a sign. Lord, show me something. And I just pray, Father, that you answer the prayer. Let those who need to be reminded and be encouraged, let them be encouraged. And let them remember to gladly run before you. Run boldly before the throne, as your word says, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for listening.